The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's the nicest way to start your day.
Thank you for the way you present the program, for your personalities and dispositions each morning. It does not make us by any means want to cut the radio off.
Got a new car, and you are my first preset, WGTK.
From the WeSellKiwi.com studios, it's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, a 94.5 The Answer.
.736. Glad to have you in on this Monday morning. A lot of text messages coming in on the Big Rock text line. Yours is welcome. I'll get you caught up with those in just a minute. Plus, love for you to join the conversation. 877-235-9405. Option one, Tommy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, you can leave a quick message. It is a beautiful, sunny Monday morning as we kick off the first full week in fall. Hey, if you want to talk about some of the best entertainment here in the upstate, then you have to talk about Walhalla Performing Arts Center. I get emails and text messages all the time when we give away tickets, and we'll be giving away some this week as well to people who, after they've been to a performance there, and they just can't believe what a great venue Walhalla Performing Arts Center is. This Friday the 13th, get ready to experience some of the biggest hits from America's band when Sail On, the Beach Boys tribute, comes to Walhalla. They play over 80 shows a year. Sail On is the most booked Beach Boys tribute in the world. If you love Beach Boys music, then you need to be there on Friday night. They play all the Beach Boys classics. So if you're looking for an authentic Beach Boys concert, Sail On is as close as you're going to get. Head out to Walhalla Friday night to hear some of your favorites like The Warmth of the Sun, Surfing USA, and Be True to Your School. Don't miss this special. It's a one-night-only concert. Go to WalhallaPAC.com to get your tickets. Again, we'll have some tickets later in the week on Walhalla Holla Wednesday. But you can go ahead and purchase some tickets at WalhallaPAC.com. While you're there, check out all the other great performances they have coming up. So Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey has a way of getting under the skin of Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. And Friday afternoon's briefing was no different. Ducey asked the press secretary, at what point does President Joe Biden support imposing a limitation on abortion? The White House has been very critical of some of the states, like South Carolina, for example, who are limiting access to abortions with Senator Lindsey Graham proposing last week a 15-week federal abortion limit. Jean-Pierre told Ducey that Republicans are calling for a, quote, national ban that will put women's health at risk, and repeatedly refused to answer the question of just when Joe Biden thinks an abortion is not acceptable. I mean, Ducey asked her this multiple times. She would not respond. In fact, she said, let's not get into specifics. And Ducey said, well, yeah, actually, I do want to get into specifics. I'd like to know, when does Joe Biden think an abortion is not appropriate? Here's the exchange.
Does President Biden favor any limits on abortion?
We've been very, very clear here. Since you're talking about my topper, I was talking specifically about Senator Lindsey Graham.
And your position on his plan is clear. 15 weeks is unacceptable.
I was speaking directly to what Republicans are trying to do. They are calling for a national ban, which takes us backwards. It's a national ban which will take us backwards and will put at risk the health of women. And here's the thing about this, Peter. It's not just national ban on abortion. We're talking about privacy. We're talking about contraception. We're talking about marriage. That is what extreme Republican officials are trying to do. That's what we're speaking to. I'm not going to get into specifics here. I'm just going to lay out what they have said that they're going to do.
Why not get into specifics? The Republicans are saying we don't want abortion after 15 weeks. Why can't you say how many weeks a president
So as you know, Kevin McCarthy put out the GOP agenda.
I'm not asking about Kevin McCarthy. I'm asking about Joe Biden and his position on abortion. How many weeks, Peter?
I'm answering your question. What Republicans are trying to do is take us backwards. They're trying to take away the rights and freedoms of Americans. That's what we're calling out, and that's what we're going to continue to call out. House Republicans oppose a pharmacy bill that would deny women essential medications. As of September, 166 House Republicans have signed onto a heartbeat bill that would decide abortion at the federal level, even though 28 of those members have since said decisions on abortion should be left to the state. And this week, a Michigan GOP official said he wants to ban contraception. So we should really listen to what Republicans are trying to tell us. And that's what we are speaking out against, and that's what we're going to talk about the national ban that Republicans are continuing to push when majority of Americans do not want that.
We are all covering the Republican plan. I'm just, why can't you say how many weeks for Biden? Go ahead. I answered your question. Go ahead.
Did she answer the question? Do you think Jean-Pierre answered a very simple question? At what point does Joe Biden think an abortion is not appropriate? She never answered it. We don't know what the president thinks about abortion, other than that the Republicans are too extreme. That's all we know. And this is coming from a man who supposedly is a devout Catholic. The Catholic Church is very much opposed to abortion. But I guess Joe Biden has bought into his vice president's idea that, hey, when it comes to abortion, you have to put your religious beliefs aside. Just put them to the side. Don't worry about them. And this is why the plan that Republicans under the leadership of Kevin McCarthy rolled out on Friday, the commitment to America, is so important. Gary writes on the Big Rock text line, the press secretary just said the quiet part out loud. Abortion is considered contraception by Democrats. You're good point. She did say that, didn't she? And by the way, the latest ABC Washington Post poll that was released yesterday to the astonishment of George Stephanopoulos, who had to unveil it during his show, shows that actually abortion is pretty far down the list of topics that Americans are really interested in that are really affecting them personally. The economy is at 89%. The economy, the inflation, that's what's hurting most American families. Abortion is important, and I think we need to keep pushing for restrictions. And the South Carolina House of Representatives will be back in session this week to further their work on South Carolina's restrictions. But it also gets back to what I've been saying over and over is, yes, we want restrictions on abortion, and we got to be ready to step up to help organizations who help care for these women, like the Carolina Pregnancy Center, for example. I'm going to be playing in their benefit golf tournament this Saturday. You may have heard a few weeks ago when I was talking about Carolina Pregnancy Center's first annual golf is Tee It Up for Life. And I pledged to make a donation for some teams. Mike Gallagher heard me. He pledged to make a donation for some teams, and I'm finalizing those teams. If you enjoy golf and you want to join us to play on one of the 94.5 The Answer teams, on one of the Team Gallagher golf teams this Saturday, I'm finalizing those teams. So if you'd like to join us, text the keyword golf to 877-235-9405. Just text golf. I'm going to send you a link with my email address, joey@joeyhudson.com, with the information I need from you as we're finalizing some of our teams. It's going to be a great event. It starts at the shotgun start is at 10 a.m. on this Saturday over at Village Greens Golf Club. That's above Spartanburg. But I'd love to have you be on one of our teams. We have multiple teams. If you want to play some golf and help support a great agency, you don't have to contribute, although that would be appreciated. But we already have the teams. It's just going to be a fun day. My buddy Howell Clyburn is going to be playing with me. Representing Mike Burns. Representing John McCravey is coming up. Senator Josh Kimbrell, a whole group of people. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett is going to stop in on us. So if you'd like to be a part of one of these teams, I'm finalizing those. Text GOLF to 877-235-9405. Just the word GOLF. I'll send you a link, and we'll correspond after the show this morning. Maybe you'd like to have a fun day of golf and support the Carolina Pregnancy Center. It is 7:46 on The Morning Answer.
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
I think my buddies from over at Big Rock are going to have a team in this golf tournament as well. Hudson and I were texting over the weekend, and he's reaching out to some of his clients at Big Rock to get involved with this too. Again, text GOLF to 877-235-9405 if you'd like to join us for golf on Saturday. Speaking of Big Rock, if you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself type, if you're looking for a better source for natural stone and hardscape products, then there's no one better than the team at Big Rock. Hudson, Robert, JC, they're the experts when it comes to anything dealing with natural stone and hardscape products. They've been providing customers with the best quality, the best variety, and expert service and advice all over the Southeast for many, many years now. So if you're an architect, builder, or contractor, and you're looking for a better source, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you're like me, you just enjoy working in your home's backyard, they're happy to help you as well. And as we head into the fall season, now's a great time to maybe build that new outdoor fireplace or an outdoor fire pit. Doesn't matter what your project is, the team at Big Rock will be there with you every step of the way. Stop in and check out the Big Rock showroom. They're easy to find. Head out Augusta Road from downtown Greenville. Cross over 85 and start looking for South Carolina's largest stone yard. Find them online as well at GoBigRock.com. GoBigRock.com. It's 7:48.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405. PhD, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers. Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
/752 Texter says her not answering that question. Corinne Jean-Pierre speaks very loudly. Joe Biden will take a child after birth. He has no problem with it. If he had any kind of limitations, she would have said so. They're very disingenuous. It is a little surprising to me, Joe Biden's stance on abortion, particularly with the fact that he has been a long time supposedly devout Catholic. We know what the Catholic Church's stance on abortion is. So how can Joe Biden pretend to support his church, but yet not seem to have any limits on abortion? Doesn't make sense, does it? Ricky says, where is the national ban? 15 weeks doesn't sound like a ban. Texter Corinne Jean-Pierre is a young Beetlejuice. Yeah. Yeah, 877-235-9405. Tommy will get you queued up. Option one. Option two, leave a quick message. And, of course, your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line. Texter, so Americans with better health care and constant mandates still can't return to our normal lives, according to CDC, but immigrants with poor health care and no known medical history piled together with others in the same circumstances are free to enter, according to CDC. I'd be fired for such poor decision-making. To the phones, Mark is in Athens. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Joey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Hope you are.
I am. Hey, you know, I'm going to play a bit of devil's advocate, but I actually believe this.
Okay.
When she refuses to answer the question, yes, she did, but it's a gotcha question. Who cares what Joe Biden thinks? And what infuriates me is that Republicans on one side want to argue that it's a state issue and should be decided at the state level, and yep. then we turn around and do exactly what the Democrats do by trying to make it a federal issue. And I just think that that's a stupid thing to do before the elections.
Yep. I'm sure you're referencing Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina and his proposal just last week. I mean, I agree with you, Mark. It certainly, and I've heard it from a lot of people, it has certainly muddied the waters prior this close to an election, and Senator Graham himself said just a few weeks ago that it is a state issue, yet he proposes a national ban. Now, you know, I know what he's trying to do. You know, he's trying to rally the base to say, hey, the GOP, we oppose abortion, but you're right, the timing is not very good, is it?
Well, and it's not. And Joey, if we play the long game, I know that there are a bunch of people that did not like Trump, did not like his personality, but would agree with his, and these are folks in the middle, but would agree with his policies, but they didn't vote for him because of his personality.
Yeah.
And if that is out there, and then we add on top of it this issue in this way, if Trump runs again and wins the election, we're shooting ourselves in the foot for an overall victory.
Yeah. Well, and it seems,
especially in those states where we need to pick up people.
Right. And it seems that we have things going our way, Mark. I mean, this ABC Washington Post poll that was announced over the weekend showing that actually abortion is down the list among the important topics. For example, the biggest issue on Americans' minds, according to 89% of the respondents, is the economy. Education is next. Inflation is next. Immigration is next. Abortion is way down the list. So why not just let that be for now? Let's win a majority. Then we'll come back and handle that situation.
Well, just to push back a little bit, the problem is it would be interesting, and again, we don't know where these polls are being conducted, right? It would be fascinating to see those states in the middle ground that are kind of purple,
yeah,
and those states that we need to win, and see what the, yep, list of issues is in those
regions.
Well,
and this is a national poll. Appreciate your comment. It is 7:56.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.